You're listening to the audio production of Dear Deb, A Woman with Cancer, A Friend with Secrets, and The Letters That Became Their Miracle by Margaret Terry, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Patty Fogarty.
Author note: We do not see things as they are. We see them as we are. Anais Nin. The stories in these letters are real events that occurred in my life. Outside my family, a few names and details have been changed to protect the privacy of those mentioned. Many people have asked me how I remembered so much from my past. There's no simple answer to that, except to say if memory is a way our heart holds on to things we cherish or things we need, my heart was crowded. Once I opened the door to the past, a few memories jumped out like a jack-in-the-box, excited to see the light of day. Others wanted to stay put, and I had to chip away at their hiding place like a miner. I am grateful to my sisters, Lisa and Deborah, to my dad and my cousin Jerry, who confirmed many childhood stories. They helped me stay as true as possible to timelines and dialogue, while respecting that each of our perspectives was unique. We are, each of us, angels with only one wing, and we can only fly by embracing one another. Luciano De Crescenzo. The Inspiration. I'm going to have a miracle. I strained to hear her words, thin, whispered sounds she wheezed with each ragged breath. I need you to help me believe it. Deb didn't say what the miracle would be, only that she was certain she would have one. We were sitting with a circle of friends who had met in the church nursery to pray with her after her recent diagnosis of stage 4 inoperable lung cancer. We all knew what inoperable meant, but didn't dare speak it aloud. Inoperable meant terminal, a word that didn't belong in a nursery, a word that didn't exist when we were children singing, "Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Deb had beaten breast cancer a few years earlier. Survivor was the label she had been wearing, until that day when terminal tried to take its place. I was surprised to be invited to pray for her. You can count on me to make meals when someone's sick, or if you need help planning a fundraiser. I'm there with marketing ideas and a trunk full of donations. But praying aloud in a group makes me uncomfortable. Plus, I wasn't that close to Deb. She was a church friend I'd known for 6 years, someone who planned retreats and study groups, a can-do gal who rolled...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?